This podcast is brought to you by Viva Global. Experience the difference with Viva. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Joining us on the line to speak about Western United is a true Geelong soccer legend, former Socceroo captain, current North Geelong living legend, and football operations director at Western United, Steve Horvat. Steve, welcome to the Geelong Region Soccer Show on FNR Radio.
Yeah, look, thanks, Tonchi. Thanks for having me on, guys. And off the bat, look, really great job you're doing promoting the game in our region.
Fantastic, mate. Thank you very much for taking some time out. I can only imagine it's a 7-11 kind of operation at the moment, 24-7, that Western United is. Some exciting news today, and which we'll talk about it. But, yeah, once again, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, look, it is. Obviously, I've got three phone calls to make after this interview tonight, so it doesn't stop, but, you know, we're super excited about the journey we're embarking on, and every day is a new chapter, a new challenge, and a different building block in building our club.
Now, Steve Sheezy here. It's now, last week, another piece of the puzzle was put together when the club announced your new logo. It must be really exciting that, you know, slowly things are starting to come together, and, well, particularly off the field and behind the scenes. You know, it must be exciting times there.
Yeah, look, it is. You know, obviously, you know, we probably, you know, we've paced ourselves and we've wanted to get everything right behind the scenes and set our structures up. And, you know, things like, you know, the crest that was revealed last week. You know, really, we wanted to make sure we got it right. And look, we're not going to please 100% of the fans or public out there, but, you know, we think it's a great symbol for the West. You know, we heroed the W, and, you know, we're all about the entire Western region. And obviously, as Tonchi mentioned at the top, you know, basing ourselves out at GMHBA Stadium for the first couple of seasons until our stadium is built and ready for season three. You know, it's really part of our catchment and, you know, part of the region that we want to call home and continue to have a presence in. So, look, many things happening. We've got a strip reveal coming in a couple of weeks. We've got more player announcements coming. And obviously we had the Philip Curdo announcement today.
That's a huge signing. I mean, that is a great signing, and it really, I mean, they always say championship teams are created from the defence. I'm sure you'll probably agree with that, Steve, from your playing days. But having someone like that as the custodian, that must be a real big boost for the squad.
Yeah, it is. Look, you know, we got our license back in December, and then we started to get the player lists that were out of contract at the end of the season. And, you know, he was very much at the top of our list initially when we started to think about how we wanted to build our squad and who we wanted back there. You know, he obviously already by that stage in the A-League season was creating a big impression with the pundits and the fans, and, you know, he continued to do that, and obviously just last night took out the Goalkeeper of the Year award. So, yeah, we're absolutely thrilled to have him between the sticks for season one, and we can't wait to get not only him but all of our players in our training group and in our temporary training facility in July.
Yeah, now, at the other end of the field, another star signing was announced last week with ex-Socceroo striker Scott McDonald. Okay, so he's 36 years of age and nearing retirement, but he's a big name and marketable. Like, I mean, the guy is a Socceroo legend.
Yeah, look, we it's all really about balance in the squad in season one. You know, we've got players, you know, at the very beginning of their careers, some young, you know, great talent that will be no doubt stars of the future. But, you know, you really need to balance that out with some real experience, you know, to really set the culture, not only on the park, but in the dressing room. And I think Scott McDonald brings that. You know, he's been playing overseas for 19 years. And when you look at when we made that announcement and you saw, you know, all the comments that were on social media and all the well wishes, you realise that wherever this guy's played throughout his career, he's left a great impression on that club. And that really tells you something about the character of the individual. And, you know, just getting to know him now throughout this signing period and meeting him last week when he was in Melbourne for a couple of days. I get it now. I really understand, you know, the value and the contribution he's going to make to our club.
Steve, can we expect any more signings in the next couple of weeks? And now the A-League season's almost finished?
Yeah, look, definitely. We'll keep rolling out the signings. You know, we're sort of, we've got a number, quite a few more to announce. But, you know, we will space that out over the coming period. You know, we've got many other things to start announcing in terms of memberships and like I mentioned earlier, a strip reveal. So, you know, there's plenty to say, plenty still to do, but, you know, all very exciting.
Look, we're going to give you the opportunity here because, you know, it's not often you get to do this on air, but any bombshell announcements you'd like to make tonight?
Exclusives, you know?
Look, I thought we did all right today by, you know, making the Philip Curdo announcement, right on the day of the show. So, look, outside of that, nothing at the moment, but stay tuned. Definitely there'll be some pretty big news over the next couple of weeks.
We just had a bit of a chat to Matty Sporanovic and about his taking on the grand final this weekend for Perth Glory. Comes out of contract himself this week.
Geelong boy, Captain Matty, I reckon. Yep. Yes.
Bring him home.
You guys dropping a bombshell here?
We're just speculating.
obviously every player, you know, that either comes out of contract or, you know, has been released by, you know, their current A-League club. You know, we're probably at the top of the list in terms of, you know, potential clubs they may end up at. But, outside of the announcements that we've made to date, we don't have anything new. But, you know, I'm sure there will be... you know, some more announcements in the next week or so.
No doubt. I reckon Western United could field five teams with all the speculation that's been going on. And we've got people saying, when is Mark Rudan being announced? And there's other people talking about other potential players and what you're not, but we'll leave it at that. We have encouraged our listeners to send in any questions they may want asked. One person, let's call her Miss Anonymous, poses a very good question, actually. And she says, when will Western United introduce their junior academy and what will the future NPL league look like? Or I think she means what will the future NPL team look like? I'm going to go further in that and say, in the first year, is Western United, you know, looking at fielding, say, a W League side and a youth league side as well?
Well, look, we won't be fielding a youth league side in this year's competition. Mm-hmm. We've decided to just really focus on getting the A-League team established first and foremost. That was enough of a challenge with the short time frame that we've been given, only getting the licence in December and having to play our first game in October. But having said that, you know, we are exploring, the opportunities of installing an academy as soon as we can. So we're actually working through that process at the moment. Watch this space, but there may be some announcements, coming pretty shortly about that potentially for next season. We've made no secret about their desire to one day have a W League team of our own. You know, there's no expansion set down by the FFA at the moment in that respect. But, you know, we're looking at other options. You know, we want to make sure that we, you know, be an equal opportunity club, and everything we can do in the women's space, we will. You know, we're quite public in the bid process that, you know, we'd love, you know, the home of the Matildas to be where we are. And, all the facilities that we do build, you know, we have an eye at in terms of using them to grow the game, not only, you know, for young boys, but young girls as well.
I mean, that is a very exciting moment when you talk about the home of the Matildas. Just today, I think it was announced that Football Victoria have secured bipartisan support for $15 million to put towards a future home of the Matildas. Obviously, you know, powers that be will probably be looking at various parts of Melbourne, but yeah, why couldn't it be out in the West? You know, it's the perfect breeding ground, isn't it? Would be for future Matildas.
Well, look, no doubt. You know, I think there's a number of councils that have thrown their hat in the ring to, you know, to be part of the process and you know, to have their base set up in that region. So, look, you know, there's a process going through at the moment. You know, like I said, we've made it abundantly clear that, you know, we want to have women's football play a big part in our football precinct. You know, our once we are up and running, you know, we actually just had a presentation done by Populous and ProBuild yesterday in our board meeting. Populous, the designers of the newly opened Tottenham Stadium in London, and obviously the Parramatta Stadium. And, you know, we had an update as to, you know, where the staging and where the building is at of our stadium. And, you know, truly remarkable. It's super exciting. And I think, you know, I just can't wait to share that with the football community to, you know, I think it's going to be something that's going to be really special for the game in the West.
Now, talking about the football community, getting out into schools and shopping centres and the wider community is concerned, we haven't seen a huge amount of that as yet. Do you expect a bit over the next few months?
Look, we're basically going to start rolling that out from June the 1st. We you know, our players are not contracted until that date. So, you know, there's a plan being put together at the moment, and I can trust everyone and rest assured that they'll get sick of us by the time our first game comes around. But yeah, we obviously endeavour to get out as many clubs and as many schools and as many community groups as we can. So, you know, that's something that will be kicking off in June.
There you go, people. Stay tuned for the big avalanche of Western United. Steve, I know it's early stages, but what sort of crowd figure would Western United officials be satisfied with in Season 1 at GMHBA Stadium?
Well, look, I mean, I really don't want to put a ceiling on it. I think, you know, the reception that we've received, you know, both through direct channels and social media and well wishes and you know, the anticipation of, you know, every announcement that we make, you know, has made it, you know, crystal clear to us that there's a real desire and a real hunger for a team in this region. And, you know, I think it's just really up to us to deliver on what we said we would deliver, you know, and build a team and a culture around the club that really encapsulates what the West is all about, you know. And I think that's where you actually get buy-in from the fans, you know. You know, just coming out and plucking a figure out of thin air is probably not something that's ideal. But, you know, I think, you know, if the work is put in, and especially over the next few months, like I said earlier, about getting out there and just meeting the people and explaining what we're about and what we want to achieve, I think that's going to deliver the outcome that we want.
Steve, we encourage our listeners to write in with any questions. We did have one person write in and ask, what benefits could the local clubs and local soccer community expect to flow down from Western United being located in Geelong?
Well, I think it's not, I mean, I don't think it's really just Geelong. I think it's the entire region, you know. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at, you know, the participation in places like Ballarat and Bendigo and obviously the western region of Melbourne, the game is growing incredibly. But I think our mission is to actually grow the game. I think if, you know, if we take it on board as our duty to actually convert young boys and girls into football fans, I think that will ultimately benefit the club. You know, I think we're not going to be in the mindset of, you know, we need to deliver 20 memberships every time we go and do a community run or whatever. Really, it's about growing the game. And, you know, when I say that, I mean about participation at local clubs, at local community clubs. If we can assist those clubs in growing, then I think we're actually increasing the talent pool, and I think we're actually increasing the potential fan base that we will have in the Western region. So, you know, our aim is not a self-motivated mission to get out there and get memberships. I think if we, you know, use that philosophy as going out, let's grow the game for everybody, I think everything will eventually trickle down to us, and, you know, we'll be the beneficiaries. But, you know, I'm just passionate about my sport. You know, I mean, it's given me an incredible life, incredible opportunities, and I've seen the world. And I think if, you know, some other kid or you know, some boy or some girl in the Western region can, you know, get football to give them the life it's given me, then I think that's enough gratitude.
Mate, on that note, any final messages for the Geelong football community you'd like to say here on the Geelong Region Soccer Show?
Oh, look, just keep your eyes and ears peeled. You know, we'll be out in the community very soon. I look forward to, you know, myself and the coaches and the players coming out and meeting fans and meeting, you know, the kids and the boys and girls out there. And, yeah, look, just get ready for October.
So, Steve, we need to wrap it up a little bit now, but... what we really like your insights that you've been able to give to us tonight on the new club. And we really like to get you back on here, you know, a few times before the season starts, the next A-League season starts. Do you reckon we can line you up for that?
Yeah, no doubt. Just I think Tonchi's got the hotline to my number, so I'm sure he'll be in touch. But yeah, look, happy to jump on any time and keep the community of, you know, of Geelong and the football fans down here updated as to where we're at and when we'll be in their areas.
Well, you know, we really want to thank you for joining us tonight on Geelong Region Soccer Show on FNR Radio, and we wish you all the best with the further development of the Western United FC.
Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.